Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:53 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs open up the month of August with a victory. A huge win to open up a series against the Rochester Red Wings, the team hot on the Pigs' tails for the last playoff spot in the International League. And the Pigs do what they do best. They hit a home run, they pitch well, and they get a win. Welcome to the postgame show, I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap for August the 1st, 2017, as the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs fly to a 3-1 victory over the Rochester Red Wings. Following a day off yesterday, the Pigs and Red Wings were set to meet for the last regular season matchup between these two International League North rivals. Pigs had come in faltering a little bit, but the Red Wings had come in surging hot. As I mentioned earlier, 7-3 in their last 10 and had made up a few games worth of ground on the Pigs to cut their lead in the wildcard standings to just 2.5 games. So the Pigs needed a win in this one. If nothing else, obviously, to get some room back in the standings, but to set a tone for this one and to give themselves two opportunities to win a series. Pigs take care of business in Game 1, get a fantastic pitching performance from Jose Tavares in his first ever start for the Pigs, and then puts the pressure on because LeBrant goes tomorrow. LeBrant has already defeated these Rochester Red Wings twice in his short Iron Pigs career. So everything pointing in the right direction for the Pigs right now after getting a series opening victory. And that is why tonight was important for the Pigs. It was a good win. And it was a great start for Jose Tavares. Tavares, as I said, mentioned, this is his first start for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and he was fantastic. Now, the Pigs, on the road, obviously, started off offense. Scott Kingery, whose on-base and hitting streak came to an end tonight at 16 games hitting streak, 22 games on-base streak. Tough, obviously, when something like that comes to an end, but still incredible the job that Kingery has done over those 16 and 22 games to get on base and get hits. But tonight, he was not able to. So he would ground out to Nico Goodrum to start off the game. J.P. Crawford lined out, and then Rhys Hoskins would ground out to Angel Villalma, and that ended the top of the first inning. Now, in the bottom of the first inning, Jose Tavares would let up his only run of the game. It would begin with an E3 that allowed J.B. Shuck to reach first, but then Tavares would get his first ever strikeout for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Now the pitch. He struck him out swinging. Fastball up and in, tied him up over the hands.
And that would be a strikeout of Mitch Garver. Following that, Matt Haig would reach on a fielder's choice, which would erase J.B. Shuck. Kenneth Vargas would walk, but Byung-ho Park would bring on in the run with a single.
Funky arm angle. The pitch is swung on a ground ball through the middle. Crawford dives, can't make the play. Base hit center field. Here comes runner. Up with the ball in center is Rodriguez, and the throw is offline. And it gets away from Alfaro. Vargas tries for third. Alfaro's throw is late, and now moving up to second goes Byung-ho Park. An RBI single.
The single gave the Rochester Red Wings a 1-0 lead. Now, the reason that they had a chance was due to that fielder's choice that Matt Haig hit into. I did not see it. I do not have video in front of me. According to Matt Province from the Red Wings, I think he said some of the media people, it appeared that Haig was out by a couple of steps, or a couple strides, I should say. They didn't call him out. Obviously, they ended up scoring a run by Byung-ho Park. But Tavares, this would really be the only blemish on his mark for the night. He was otherwise fantastic as he got Daniel Palka to end the bottom of the first inning to strike out swinging. So that was it for the first inning. Red Wings take advantage of a questionable call and a couple errors, but they only get one run off of Jose Tavares in his first ever start. So we move on to the top of the second inning. Dylan Cousins struck out swinging. Jorge Alfaro flew out, but then Andrew Pullin came to the plate and tied the ballgame.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hammered in the air, right center field deep. Palka drifting back at the track. He's at the wall, hits high off the wall. It's in for extra bases. It did hit right over the yellow wall and kick back. So it is a home run.
And I edited that one together so that we could see how it went. What happened was, originally, Pullin had hit a long fly ball that hit off of the top of the wall, ruled a double. But then after further review, the umpires decided it was a home run. So Andrew Pullin would cross home, which was a really, really big moment for the Iron Pigs in this game, because the next batter was Brock Stassi. Brock Stassi flew out. Now, is it the same situation if there's a runner on second base? Maybe not. But for the Pigs to have missed another run by a couple inches would have stung. Instead, this time, Pullin got just enough on the ball to get it up and over the wall hitting the right spot at the top of the wall for it to be considered a home run. It was a big home run for the Pigs, and it tied the game at one, because Brock Stassi would then go on to fly out. Bottom of the second inning, Tavares really settled in. Nico Goodrum struck out swinging. Tommy Field flew out, and Angel Vilma struck out swinging. Top of the third inning, Pigs got a leadoff single by Hector Gomez, who would unfortunately leave the game after this top of the inning. Pedro Florimon would come in and replace him. Hairless Rodriguez, however, lined out. Kingery struck out swinging, and Crawford struck out looking. That ended the top of the third. Bottom of the third, following a leadoff flyout by J.B. Shuck, Mitch Garver singled, Matt Hagg walked, Kenis Vargas struck out, but Byung-Ho Park walked. So that meant the bases were loaded with two out for Daniel Palka, but Jose Tavares, well, he got out of trouble.
Pitch swung on, hit high in the air, right field deep but playable. Back goes Cousins. Shy of the track will pull up, and on one pitch, Jose Tavares is out of Dodge.
A wonderful job by Tavares to get out of the jam in the third inning and preserve a tie game. Once again, he was just marvelous in his debut for the Iron Pigs. And how about guys making their debuts for the Iron Pigs this year? It seems like almost every single one has been successful. And certainly Tavares's will go right up there in terms of success stories, probably mirroring that of Scott Kingery without the Sports Center appearance. But what a day for Tavares, and he was able to get out of that third inning unscathed despite having the bases loaded. So we moved to the top of the fourth. Pigs went 1-2-3. Now this is where Pigs pitching just stepped in and dominated. There wasn't another base runner for the Red Wings. That's it. After getting Daniel Palka to fly out in the third inning, the Red Wings wouldn't see another base runner. That's how dominant the pitching was for the Iron Pigs tonight. So in the top of the fourth, Pigs go 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth, 1-2-3 for the Red Wings. Top of the fifth, Pigs go 1-2-3. Bottom of the fifth, the Red Wings would go 1-2-3. But a little bit of leather flashed by Hairless Rodriguez on a play to rob Mitch Garver of a hit.
It'll be an 0-1 to Garver, and it swung on and looped out center field. Hairless Rodriguez is racing, and he dives, makes the grab. Oh, what a catch by Hairless Rodriguez.
Of course, no incredible pitching performance is ever complete without some fantastic defense behind them. You need a little help from your defense, and Hairless Rodriguez flashed the leather to save a hit. And then after that, Scott Kingery would also make a great defensive play to rob Matt Hagg of a hit as well. So bottom of the fifth, 1-2-3, with a little bit of good defense. Top of the sixth inning, the Pigs would take the lead, and it would begin with a Hairless Rodriguez single. He would reach second base on a wild pitch. Emphasis on the wild, as the pitcher tripped and fell over. Or nearly fell over, I should say. Kind of spiked the ball into the ground, about 45-footer. Kingery flew out, but then that brought J.P. Crawford to the plate. Crawford got a base hit, but because it was hit so hard, Rodriguez can only move up to third. Runners on first and third, one out. That brought Rhys Hoskins to the plate, and this is the turning point of the game.
Runners off the corners, infield back. Pitch swung on and hit in the air center field shallow. They'll probably tag the runner. Catch is made by Shuck. Here comes Rodriguez. Here comes the throw. It's strong, but it's late.
A big run for the Pigs as they take a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning. And following the sacrifice fly of Reese Hoskins, Dylan Cousins walked, and that brought Jorge Alfaro to the plate.
Both will be off. They go. The 3-2 swung on Joe right side. It is a base hit right field. Crawford rounds third. Crawford's going to score easily without a throw. Holding at second is Cousins, and in at first is Jorge Alfaro. Hip, hip, Jorge. Hip, hip, Jorge. An RBI single through the right side. 3-1 Lehigh Valley.
Hip, hip, Jorge comes through the big RBI hit for the Pigs, and that gave them a little bit of cushion, making it a 3-1 lead. Andrew Pullen would ground out to Tommy Field, however, to end the top of the sixth inning, but the damage had been done for the Piggies. They scored 2 runs on 3 hits and make it 3-1 Iron Pigs. Bottom of the sixth, of course, 1-2-3 go down the Red Wings. Vargas strikes out swinging. Park strikes out swinging. And Daniel Palka, well, he would ground out to first baseman Reese Hoskins, and that would end what was a wonderful day, a tremendous debut, and a great pitching performance by Jose Tavares.
Pitch here swung on, ground ball wide to first, should end the inning. Fielding back in the bag is Hoskins. Gloves, shovels over in time. It's a 3-1 put out. Palka very angry with the home plate umpire. Has a couple of words from John Bacon on his way back to the dugout from first base. There's your shutdown inning. Beautiful inning. And Tavares has sent down 10 in a row.
10 in a row to end his Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs debut. What a performance. Just what the Iron Pigs needed. Just a great pitching performance is exactly what they wanted. Of course, it's what Tavares wanted. He wanted to impress. And, you know, what's really cool about this performance by Tavares is in the pregame interview, Dusty Wathen sat down with Matt Provins, and Matt asked him about his first feelings about Tavares, what he thinks, what he knows, if anything, about him. And Dusty said some things about what he had heard from other coaches, pitching coaches, and what he was thinking that he was going to see. But he did say one thing that resonated with Dusty, and that was Tavares said, "All right, do you have their lineup? Because I would like to get ready and figure out what I can do to get these guys out." And Dusty said he was impressed with how prepared he was and how prepared he wanted to be. And I think that tonight proved 100% that Tavares did his homework. He did it well. And that he is as smart as he is talented, because he knew what he was doing out there. In his first ever pitching performance against a very good and very hot Rochester Red Wings team, Tavares, well, he got the lineup, whether it was right then when he asked Dusty or eventually, and he learned his opponents, and he struck them out, and he got them out 10 in a row. No hitter reached after the third inning against Jose Tavares. As impressive a debut as you can make, not only on your manager pregame, but for your team during the game. And as Matt Provins would say, he Dale Carnegie'd his way into the clubhouse by gaining influence. And, whoa, what's the other one? He gained influence and made, was it making friends and gaining influence? Either way, he was very, very impressive tonight for the Iron Pigs. And Jose Tavares, without a doubt, the player of the game this evening for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. So Tavares' shift ended after 6 innings of wonderful pitching. In the top of the 7th inning, the Pigs would get a 2-out double by Hairless Rodriguez. But J.B. Shuck would make a really nice defensive play to take a hit away from Pedro Florimon.
Now the pitcher is swung on, driven in the air, high and deep right center field. A long run back for Shuck at the track, and that ball is caught. An amazing catch. Stretching full out on the warning track, somehow put it away. And then he was reeling back and hit the ball like the wall, like a prize fighter.
A good defensive play by Shuck. Florimon, while he's still hitting the ball really hard against his former team, this time Shuck just happened to make a great catch. Probably saved a run at the time, because after that, Hairless Rodriguez would hit the double. But Kingery struck out swinging to end the top of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh, 1-2-3, go the Red Wings. Nico Goodrum grounded out to Reese Hoskins. Tommy Field popped up, and Angel Villalma flew out. Top eight, Pigs go 1-2-3, as do the Red Wings. Top of the ninth, the Pigs did get a single by Jorge Alfaro. Alfaro had himself a nice two-hit day, but he was erased on a hard-hit line drive double play hit by Andrew Pullen. Brock Stassi struck out swinging to end the top of the ninth, and that brought us to the bottom of the ninth with Pat Venditti on the mound. He got Vargas to pop up. He got Byung-Ho Park looking at strike three, and then he got Daniel Palka to end the ballgame.
So they're down to a strike, and the pitch is swung on, a little dribble out in front of the mound. Venditti has to hurry. Off the field, it spins, fires, got him! Ballgame over. Pigs fly! Pigs fly! Pigs fly to a very big series-opening victory here against the fast-charging Red Wings.
A big, big victory for the Pigs. They defeat the Rochester Red Wings 3-1. They open up the final regular season matchup between these two teams with a victory on the road in Rochester. They give themselves a 3.5 game lead in the wild card standings over the Red Wings as well. As good a night as you could have for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, as they fly to a 3-1 victory over the Red Wings. The Pigs now 66-43 with the victory. Rochester falls to 62-46 for the Pigs. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. For Rochester, 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors. What a job of pitching tonight by the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. For the Pigs, they were 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They left 4 on base. The Red Wings were 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving 5 on base. Tavares got the win. He was masterful. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. He walked 3 and struck out 8. Edubre Ramos got his 3rd hold, an inning. No other numbers on his line. Yaxel Rios got his 2nd hold, an inning, and a strikeout. And Pat Venditti got save number 2, an inning, and a strikeout. DJ Baxendale was good in his 3 innings of work. 2 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 3. Alex Wimmers got the loss. He's now 2-3, 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 2 strikeouts. Mason Melitakis, an inning, 2 hits, a walk. And Michael Tonkin went 2 1/3, 1 hit, and 3 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes, in front of 5,215 out at Frontier Field in Rochester, New York, where the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs defeated the Red Wings 3-1. Behind a fantastic debut performance by Jose Tavares.